All right, interesting piece in The Athletic. This was, I guess, one of those mailbag type of questions. Dear Andy, is the Mark D'Antonio era at Michigan State salvageable? Basically goes into some of the rumors out there. And again, I've heard the rumors. I'm sure a lot of people have heard the rumors. There were rumors out there going back to the spring that this was going to be Mark D'Antonio's last year regardless.
I'm sorry. I was wondering why there was an echo there. Oh. And then I was like, oh, the bottle.
It was like perfect timing. I was going like this as I was taking a drink. I need my diet due in the morning, dude. Some people do coffee. Nope, that do. Anyway, those rumors have been out there for a while. I don't know if they're true. I haven't talked about them because it's a rumor. That's all it is. It's a rumor. What Andy Staples says is, again, just to reiterate in case you're just joining us, it's tough to imagine the school firing him even if the season turns into a complete disaster, but could I see D'Antonio walking away with a gentle push from the administration? It seems more plausible with each passing week. I will sit here again and tell you, if he walks away, it is not going to be for football-related reasons. Just not. This is what he says. D'Antonio values loyalty and continuity over nearly everything else. Continuity in particular has been the not-so-secret ingredient to his success in East Lansing. D'Antonio creates a much more pleasant work environment for staffers than most head coaches at that level. Bob Stoops did something similar at Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley has continued it. But most head coaches want their assistants grinding past the point of diminishing returns. D'Antonio doesn't. That has inspired assistants to stay and in the past created a staff that was great at developing less heralded recruits because the assistants knew exactly what they were looking for and exactly how the pieces fit into the roster. That's why I go back to what the original question was, talking about the recruiting classes. If you're a Michigan State fan and you heard that, you had to kind of laugh at that, didn't you? Because at least in our backyard, and I'm not, I don't mean this as a shot at anybody. I know some people are going to take this as a shot. I've heard that stuff for years, man. Like, when are you going to drop it? Come on. Like, it's not worth arguing about anymore, is it? Really? I don't know. It's the way I look at it. I don't know how you can look at it any other way. There's no guarantee at all, good or bad. My goodness gracious, is that really like still a topic? But the potential drawback of keeping so many people together, Andy Staples goes on for so long, is that things can get stale. That seems to be what has happened on offense at Michigan State. Instead of making wholesale changes to the offensive staff this past offseason, D'Antonio decided to instead shuffle the assignments of the offensive staffers. He ends it with this line. The longer this goes, the more likely it seems D'Antonio will have to make the choice. Only he knows what he'd do in that situation, but it's tough to imagine a guy who fought so hard to keep that staff together firing everybody and overhauling the offense to save himself. Well, look, Andy Staples is tip of the cap, respect everything. I disagree. I just don't think this is going to be a football-related thing. I really, truly don't. If he ends up walking away at the end of this season, I just do not think it will be a football-related type of thing. But here's what I want to throw at you guys at 313-396-5527. That's the Auto Value guest line. Michigan fans have had to go through this. I think it's crazy. I really do. Jim Harbaugh's been good. I understand he wasn't hired to just be good. I understand you want more. I've been the guy for 4 years telling you you should want more. When is it going to happen? It was a fair question 2 years ago when people thought it wasn't a fair question. And the reason why I say it was a fair question 2 years ago is so many people were writing checks 2 years before then. So 2 years later, you can't say, well, you can't expect him to come in and win right away. And then at a timeout. Nobody was talking that way. Nobody was talking that way before 2015. Again, be an adult about it, man. Nobody was talking that way. And then suddenly 2 years later, you think, well, think of the mess he inherited. Again, time out. You mean the mess where you guys were talking about all your great recruiting classes years in a row? Like, knock it off. Come on, own something and we can all move on with our day. It's okay. You haven't been there. You didn't melt. Everything's okay. But along the way, just own something. And I think for the Michigan State fans, they're not having that conversation, and certainly they haven't had as much success as Jim Harbaugh has the last few years. I have heard from two people. I'm not joking. Exactly two people that have advocated for Mark D'Antonio to go. One of them did so begrudgingly. He's a buddy of mine. He literally texted me last week and he said, I hate to say it, I think it's time to go. And I was like, okay, I'm going to revisit this in a couple days. You're emotional. They just got humiliated by Wisconsin. I'm going to have this conversation with you in 2 days. Don't talk to me about this the next 2 days. So I hit him up on Monday, and I said, do you think it's time to go? And he said, yes. And then Matt on Twitter has been a guy for a few weeks now. He said, it's time for a change. I think it's more difficult for Michigan State fans to entertain the idea of a change because this is the guy that did what really no other coach in your existence was able to do. And that's have some prolonged success. And prolonged success at a national level for a bit of time. And I think that's why a lot of Michigan State fans aren't willing to go there. Because not only did you have that kind of success, you had unprecedented success against your tormentor, Michigan. Michigan, I'll tell you, you were a tormentor my entire lifetime. That's a compliment. You were my tormentor my entire lifetime. Every Michigan State fan would say, yeah, growing up, depending on what age you were, you wanted to do the things that Michigan was doing. There's no harm in that. What? I didn't melt saying it. Elke would tell you that. I think any Spartan fan would, yes, you wanted to have the success that they had, right? Well, suddenly the world got turned upside down. And, you know, I told you before, I had a conversation with my kid when he was really young and he was, you know, devastated after the loss in 07. And I, to make him feel better, I just said, hey, you know what? Things flipped in the late 60s. Maybe, just maybe, this is the era where it flips back the other way. I've never seen Michigan State beat Michigan two times in a row in my life. And he looked at me, he was like, really, Dad? I was like, no, never. And then obviously you see what happened. So, you know, again, I always laugh at the Michigan State stuff because, yes, you're paying attention to what the other guy's doing. Of course you are. You guys are infatuated with us. You're infatuated with us. No, that's what an in-state rivalry does. Especially when it was so one way for so long, and then for a period of time, it was so the other way. And right now, they're kind of in that, all right, well, we think we're better. No, we think we're better. You know, they're in that kind of mode. I wish that they were a level better. I wish that we'd be going into this game in November with, you know, two teams that have a loss, God forbid, both of them actually being unbeaten. But I'm interested to hear from Spartan fans. Dude, if this season ends that way, if this is another 7-6, even an 8-5, are you ready and saying maybe they should look elsewhere? We'll get your thoughts next, all over the great state of Michigan.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend watch and win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Brand's $5 Burger, available now. That's right, Brand's Juicy Burger and a side of fries are only $5. This $5 Speedy Special is available weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Brand's $5 Burger. Weekday lunchtimes, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. at Brand's, home of Michigan's original sizzle.
From planting a simple seed to managing a global food supply, growing, processing, and distributing food is the backbone of America. You deal with food safety and labor issues, cost control, and not to mention Mother Nature. But do you have time to explore research development and biotechnical tax credits? Properly administer payroll for temporary employees? Ensure that you're operating at your most profitable? That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is America's food supply, our business is helping you run your business better. We'll assist with tax credits, assess your processes and controls, and so much more. And while we may not be able to help you plant your crops, we can help you realize a rich financial harvest. From the family farm to worldwide distribution of all the things you grow, grow your business better. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Did you guys see Carey Price had a shout-out last night? Hey, good morning. Glad you could join us all over the great state of Michigan. Auto Value Guest Line, 313-396-5527. Texas Sports Radio to 21,000. Yes, as I mentioned, Matt is one of the guys that has been saying it's time for Michigan State to move on. And he chimed in. This year is proof D'Antonio and his staff are no longer developing players. We have a ton of three-year starters and seniors, and the team is still bad. It's been a great run, but it's time to move on. That was the thing to me. When you look at that group in 2012 that took their lumps and the guys that kind of came up together, in particular on the offensive line, because they were, if you remember, kind of forced into play, that was something that was fascinating to watch. And obviously each year you lost players from the 12 team, you lost players from the 13 team, the 14 team, 15 team. But Matt, to your point, I think that was one of the cool things to watch during that era. You know, I often use this when talking about what has happened with Michigan and Michigan State in particular in this state, the world turned upside down thing. But Matt, if you're listening right now, I did this to Ryan during the break. Let me try to do it to the Spartans. I want you to go back to 2007. I want you to go back to the John L. Smith era just ended, and they bring in this guy named Mark D'Antonio. And you're sitting there going, great, whatever, who cares, right? Because, I don't remember just people waxing poetically about this guy named Mark D'Antonio that they brought in, all right? Hi, I'm Sean. I'm from the future. Okay, weirdo, whatever. Listen, I got something to tell you. Okay, go on. This guy, Mark D'Antonio, after, you know, kind of a rough first year, wasn't awful, but kind of a rough first year, he's going to go on this run where he's then going to go beat Michigan in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. Then he's going to lose in 2012, and he's going to beat him in 13, 14, and 15 as well. Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done. Because there was more validity than Spartan fans want to admit to the Michigan angle back then. It was about beating Michigan. There was more validity to that. And In my opinion, I think Spartan fans had to grow up from that and realize that there are bigger fish to fry. I'm not done. He's going to win a co-conference championship in 2010. Believe it or not, in 2011, they're going to split the conference in two. They're going to win a division in 2011. They're going to win the Big Ten in 2013 and 2015. And in the middle portion, they're still going to be a top five team. You would have gone, cool, oh, wow, that's awesome. And then when I walked away, they were said, what kind of drugs is that guy on? That's real. And in the meantime, every other fan base would be laughing, in particular the Michigan fan base, if I said that. The way it is. Sean said, this reminds me of when everyone at Michigan wanted Carr to go. Look what happened to Michigan for several years to follow. State fans, be careful what you wish for. Ryan, you asked the million-dollar question during the break. Who would the Spartans target?
Well, just to contradict the Lloyd Carr thing, you kind of have to support who they bring in and not try to systematically tear down your replacement. But
because he wasn't a Michigan State man?
It's Michigan. It's Michigan.
3 points just appeared. Did you see that? When you say it, 3 points go on the board. They're winning 3-0 right now. It's like every time a bell rings and Angel gets its wings, every time Brady says this is Michigan, 3 points go on the board. I would hope that they wouldn't aim low.
That's what I'm scared of.
Me too.
I'm scared it'll be kept in-house.
Me too.
And
I agree.
And then that trajectory of going up is now middling out, and you become what you always were.
I go back to a conversation that I had, and I don't think I've ever – no, I had him on the air a couple times, and I didn't ask him. But out of respect for him, I won't say who it is, but it's a national writer. And I was at the Michigan State-Notre Dame game in the press box in 2000, and we were talking about things. And he told me – I'll never forget it. He said, Michigan State is a sleeping giant. And I said, well, what do you mean, sleeping giant? He said, Michigan State could be one of the top teams in the Big Ten and have a national print. And this is somebody that I respected then. Even after he said that, I still respect him. I respect him to this day. Quite frankly, I don't think he gets enough love. And I got to be honest with you, I thought he was nuts. I didn't say that out of respect, but I thought he was nuts. And I couldn't help but think, watching that dynamic in 13, in 14, in 15, holy crap, blank blank was right. The ingredients are in place. And this is, it's a desirable job. It would be a desirable job. Now, I'm not kicking Coach D'Antonio out of the door. I'm not. I know what the speculation is. I've heard the rumors as well. In my opinion, I think Coach D'Antonio has earned the right to try to right this ship. I firmly, absolutely, positively believe that. I think a lot of Spartan fans may disagree with me, and I think a lot of non-Spartan fans may disagree with me. And the question that I would ask my non-Spartan friends out there is, do you really feel that way, or I have to throw it out there, is there still that modicum of fear of what Mark D'Antonio has done, because he's done it before? And if we're being honest, how many times has Mark D'Antonio and Michigan State been written off in the past decade? That was cute, Sparty. You had your fun. How many times have you heard some facsimile of that? Because it was over in 11. Remember that? It was over after 11. And it was over even before then, if you recall. And then 13 was really lucky. And then the crazy thing happened. There was that space and time where people almost stopped for talking about how dominant 13 was. And all they would focus on is, you got lucky. And does 2013 count? I mean, arguably the most dominant Big Ten champion we've seen in our lifetime. And if you don't believe me, and if you think I'm being slappy, you ready for my evidence? They went 9-0 and beat everybody in conference by double digits. Go ahead and find another team like that. Good luck. There's your test. Go find another team like that in your lifetime that went unbeaten in conference and beat everybody by double digits. I'll wait. We're going to be wait, but I'll do it. So that's not a slappy comment. I'm talking about a single season. I mean, it was unbelievable. But, hey, listen. If you think that stuff is loud now, what happens if they lose a few more games? I'm going to say it again. I think if he leaves, I'm almost positive he leaves, it's not going to be for football-related reasons. I don't know how many Spartan fans, other than, like I said, Matt, who chimed in on Twitter, appreciated it as always, and a friend of mine, are at the point where they're saying, okay, it's time to move on. Don't know how many there are. 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. We have our Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts Best Bets coming up. I haven't done it in a few weeks. So surely we're trailing. I'm trailing Dan by 70 now. Is it 70 or 80? How'd Rico do? Did Rico do all right? Rico knows this.
He's gone a couple 2 and 3s. You're 9.5 back.
Son of a... All right, we'll come back, get into that next. Wrap it up on a Friday all over the great state of Michigan.
Chris Jensen, we're going to float your boat.
But it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer.
Chris Jensen, Friday, November 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
I'm getting them goodbyes. I'm living this good life.
Chris Jensen, plus Runaway Jews. Tickets for a night of great country music with Chris Jensen are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box office and online at etix.com. 2019 ACM Award winner and member of the Grand Ole Opry, Chris Jensen.
That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
Chris Jensen at Runaway June at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
All right, welcome back in. Glad you could join us all across the great state of Michigan. We'll get to the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resorts Best Bets momentarily, but first let's go out to beautiful Brighton. That's where we find Danny. Danny, always a pleasure, my friend. What's up?
Sean, always thanks for taking my call. How are you, my good man?
Greatest day ever. It's a Friday, looking forward to the weekend. Some big games, including, of course, Michigan and Penn State.
Yep, I agree. I have two yes or no questions before I talk about Coach D'Antonio. Question one, do you think Michigan will beat Penn State?
No.
Question two, do you think the Lions are better than the Packers?
No.
No.
No. No. And my opinion changed after watching the last few weeks because I thought that they were, but I'm going to say no.
Okay, fair enough. So here's my thing about Coach D'Antonio. As we all know, I am true blue, but I have mad respect for what he's done there. And I agree with you. I believe he has earned the right to stay and right the ship. But my question to the Sparty fans and to yourself is, do you think he can? Because I don't, because of what I think, you know, from the left field seats, of what I think it'll take to actually right that ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Absolutely.
Because, so, you know, compare him to Jim Harbaugh, who I don't know that has successfully done it, but at least Jim Harbaugh has looked at, this is what I need to do to get to an elite level, which obviously Michigan is not at. But he said, I need to have this type of offense, this type of defense. Whether or not he has the right guys to do it, unknown. Michigan State, I don't believe, has the right guys on staff to get there. Do you think they do?
No, I don't. And I, you know what, it pains me to say that because, you know, the difference is, and again, Danny, I know I'm talking to you, but for anybody else out there, I'm not taking a shot when I say this. Mark D'Antonio has proven that he can do it. Jim Harbaugh has not proven he can do it. You know what I mean? And
I think
that counts for something. But at the same time, I think Jim Harbaugh, I don't think anybody can deny it, Jim Harbaugh is at a better level right now than Mark D'Antonio's been. And that's even considering that they won a Big Ten championship, you know, on both of their watch. So what has changed, you know? I think that's a great question. That's why I paused for a second because I was thinking about what you're saying, and there's a lot of validity there, man. There's a lot of validity there.
See, and because I think that the game has changed in the last 5 years.
Absolutely, it has.
But and I think when you look at, you know, the elite teams like the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Oklahomas, and the Ohio States, what makes them elite to me is that they're basically saying, "Yeah, we'll score 50. We don't care how much you guys score. We can outscore you." And Michigan saw that and said, okay, well, we need to implement this sort of system to do that. Michigan State doesn't have that system, I don't believe.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. You know what's interesting, too, is I think one of the things that you know, in my mind, Danny, and thank you for the phone call as well. In my mind, this is going back 7-8 years ago, I thought that D'Antonio did a better job than everybody else in the conference, including Ohio State, in bringing in those defensive linemen that just brought the heat. It was like the SEC-type defense. Do you remember back in the day when everybody would talk about the difference between the SEC and other conferences, in particular our beloved conference, and people would always talk about speed? And I think what a lot of people mistakenly did is say, well, our receiver can run a 4-3. Your receiver ran a 4-3. Your corner runs a... We can run 4-3. You know what I saw in a lot of those games? I saw offensive lines being blown out. And that was one thing that, in my opinion, I think Mark D'Antonio was ahead of the curve in this neck of the woods of bringing that pressure from the defensive line and just making quarterback's life miserable. Well, guess what? I think a lot of people have not only caught up to that, caught on to that, and are applicating that as well, or applying it as well. So, now, Danny, I think you're right. It's interesting because, again, it's that give and take where, okay, well, he's done it before. Can he do it again? But as you brought up, can he do it the way he did it? And I agree. I think the answer is no. I think the answer is no. Think being the key and operative word there as well. Danny, it's a good call. I like thinking. Sometimes when you think, I don't know about you, like you kind of sit there and you, And then you remember, oh, I'm on radio. I got to say something. That was a good call, Danny.
Do you know what day it is?
What's it? No, what day is it?
Oh, it's Friday. It's home. It's time for Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort Best Bets.
All right. Let's get to it. You know what I'm in the mood
apple
for?
Cookies. Mm.
Too much fun.
Okay, let's go.
All right, last week Rico went 2-3. Dan went 3-2.
Of course.
Rico was vying for every extra point that he could go for and missed on all of them.
Rico.
He was trying to go a few up on Dan. It just wasn't working. So
I'm
start
see y'all in the morning.
Start the ALCS. So in the MLB playoffs this year, there's been 10 elimination games. In the first inning of those elimination games, 33 runs have been scored. Just in the first inning.
Whew. Here we go.
So tonight is an elimination game for the Yankees. Over under 3.5 runs scored in the first inning.
You know, we didn't talk about it yet, but wow, what a shocker. The Yankees are falling to good pitching. Wow, we haven't seen that before. We haven't seen Brian Cashman not address his starting pitching staff, and it caught them up in the playoffs. Wow, isn't that weird? 3.5 in the first inning?
Under.
I got to go under.
Book it.
I got to go under. I got to
say it now. There's going to be another, like, 10 spot.
Well,
here.
Yeah, is Jarrett Wright going to come out of the pen and start the game?
For the Yankees, it could be Jarrett. It could be Jarrett Weaver. It could be Jeff Weaver.
It could be.
Choo choo.
Whitey Ford. I haven't heard choo-choo in a while.
The chairman of the board, Whitey Ford?
Whitey Bulger.
All right.
What if Ronnie Rodriguez came out and started the game? How great would that be? You just put the railroad up there, Ronnie Rodriguez, double R. Choo-choo! What kind of drugs was I on that morning? I had to be on some kind of, like, medicine.
You were on the railroad.
Like, he was, like, 8 for his last 12 with 3 home runs or something. You were, I mean... He was on a good stretch.
I had my conductor hat on. I was Sir Topham hat.
It feels like 8 years ago when Ronnie Rodriguez
it really does, doesn't
started
it?
The season out hot.
Look, there's a sign right there. All right, go ahead.
All right. Games remaining in the series. Over under 1.5.
I'll go first. Under. This crap's over. Do it, Dan. Do it. Let me steal one. Do it.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I think they'll win. I think the Yankees
will
win.
Do it.
All right, and this next one, I just tried to search for the biggest over-under I could find in college football this weekend.
All right.
Colorado, Washington State, over-under 71.5.
Colorado's back. Have we discussed that Colorado's back? Have we got that out there?
Cordell Stewart there?
Remember when Colorado was back a couple years ago because they played well against Michigan, and so people tried to say that Colorado
they're
was back
4-0.
To make Michigan look better. You remember that? It was a good time. There's another what happened. My book club's coming out, and I'm Colorado what happened. Over. Over. Good? Do it!
Under.
Yeah.
72 is a lot.
It's moving day. It's moving day.
All right, now we're going to get into Saturday night, Michigan-Penn State. Penn State favored by 9.5.
Penn State.
I immediately think ganja.
Dan, what do you got in Michigan-Penn State?
4.5?
9.5.
Oh, Penn State. I can't see that. 9.5.
Do it! I'm here!
I just don't trust Michigan's offense at all to keep it within 10.
I thought you were going to go Shea Patterson fumbles. I really did. I thought that was going to be one of your over-unders.
Well, the number's just set too high that I just didn't want to.
I'll take Penn State.
All right, last but not least.
I don't think they're going to get, like, destroyed.
Oh, I think
it's destroyed. 2 touchdowns?
Well, the game touchdowns from a couple years ago. Remember when they got annihilated?
But you know what's going to happen. Even if Penn State gets up 10 and there's like 6 minutes left in the quarter or in the game, James Franklin's going to try to score 6 more times. That's just how he operates.
Well, and you also know that at some point in time, James Franklin's going to open a door for Michigan to try to walk in on because he's James Franklin and he's not a good game day coach. 31-17, something like that. 27-14,
I think it'll be a close game, and then Franklin does like that last-minute touchdown when Michigan's kind of just trying to get out of there. I think it's going to be like a 21- or 28-point game if Penn State wins, but it's going to seem a lot closer.
Okay.
Because I think he's going to use those, like, do the rub-in touchdowns.
You love picnics? So do I.
Speaking of picnics, Laquon Treadwell thinks this is an easy road game for the Vikings. Said so in the locker room.
Good, good.
Minnesota favored by 1.5 in Detroit.
Lions are winning.
Lions will win this
Lions
game.
Lions are winning. Lions are winning this game.
I feel bad for Kirk Cousins because he might get sacked like 6 times.
Lions are, you know, that's another thing. How many sacks will the Vikings pull up on Matthew Stafford? Because my goodness gracious, they have just really been after him the last couple. I honestly, I'm not joking. I think the Lions win this game. I really, truly do. The Vikings have had a couple really good games in a row. They have just been so historically up and down the last few years. I think the Lions win this game.
I've been splatted.
All right. Well, and on that note,
all right.
That was Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort Best Bets. You guys are differing only on 2 picks this week.
Didn't we have 3?
No, you both went under on the first.
Uh-huh.
You went under on the second one, games remaining in the ALCS.
Dan went over, right?
Dan went over.
All right.
In Colorado, Wazoo.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You went over. Done. Dan went under because, right. I don't know, he's the wuss that likes to bet unders. Who bets the under? No one wants to live that way.
I do. No. I bet the unders.
No one wants to live that way. I choose to live my life on the over.
Live life on the edge.
You
bet the over.
You can't tell me how to live my life. Yeah, and then all three of us took
Yeah, you both took Penn State, both picked the Lions.
All right, what do you think, Minnesota and the Lions?
I think the Lions at home. Minnesota has been inconsistent this year, so coming off a really good game at home against Philadelphia, I think there's the bounce back to being bad, and then Kirk Cousins bounce back and beats the snot out of Washington in 2 weeks.
What up, Keith? How are you?
You know what you also brought up that kind of ticks me off? It looks like, you know, now we haven't heard definitively about Mahomes. Has there been like a definitive word? It's just speculation.
So definitive, he's out at least 3 to 5 weeks with the right knee dislocation. So,
and who do they play in those 3 to 5 weeks?
They play the Packers, the Vikings, and I believe the Titans.
Yeah.
Don't you love how that just works out for the division rivals?
So, both the Packers and the Vikings get the Chiefs without Mahomes. All right, now I'm being very sincere when I say this. I do not believe in the curse. I do not believe in the Bobby Lane curse. Don't you sometimes, as a Lion fan, really have to seriously stop and think about it? I'm not even being funny. Like, don't you sometimes like sit back and think to yourself, what happened? What happened? Why do things like this happen to this franchise? So, two of their biggest rivals in regards to this division, we know what happened on Monday. I'm doing my best not to talk about it anymore. I just am. I'm doing my best not to talk about it anymore. And then you're like, well, at least they got Kansas City coming up, and you know what Patrick Mahomes can do to people. And Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be there. Like, I'm not even being funny. Don't you sometimes just think to yourself, well, I know there's no dumb curse, but why? Why? Why?
And both of those games are in Kansas City.
Isn't that wonderful? Keith, we're going to give you the last word on a Friday. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sean. Pretty good. How are you?
Greatest day ever.
Man, it's got to be a curse. It's got to be something.
I can't explain it.
You can't explain it.
There's been too many things that have happened like this in my lifetime, man. You can't. There's nothing.
I know. Sean, that's why I gave up, man. I'm telling you, you can't fight the curse. And you know, we keep bringing it up. One playoff win in 60 years. Every other NFL team has more playoff wins over the last 60 years than the Lions. Even the expansion Carolina and Jacksonville, they got like 8. I mean, you know, Carolina went to the Super Bowl, for God's sake. There's no other team, Sean. I forget what the least number is. I should do that research. I think it might be like 7, the next team that's got the least amount of wins. The Lions have 1. It just makes this – how do you dream that up? That's impossible. It's got to be a curse.
The Cardinals have a couple, right? It's just like is it 2 or 3 with the Cardinals? It may be 3,
oh, no,
but whatever.
No, because they went in just the 1 postseason and won. You know, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won 2, and then they had that 1
3.
Game in the late 80s against, or the late 90s against Dallas. So it's like 3, isn't it?
You think it's 3 or 4? You might be right.
I don't know.
I'm going to do the research. I'll let you know one of these days.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
So, okay, Sean, win or lose Sunday?
We all took win.
Oh, okay. You know I'm picking lose.
I'm stunned at that.
And Stafford, I just heard it yesterday. He does not play well against that defense.
No, they flood those gaps. Scott Bishop did a great job of explaining it on our last podcast. But absolutely, they have feasted on Matthew Stafford.
Yep, that's what I think, Sean. The floodgates open. They'll go 2-5-1. I'm sorry.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong for the fans, too, man. That's why I say get away from this team. Find another team. You know,
I want you back. I want you back. I want you back, Keith. I'm working towards that, man. Hey, we got to get out of here, my friend. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too, man.
All right, be good. All right, Keith kindly joining us all over the great state of Michigan. Hey, Dan, Ryan, thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks to the calls, the texts, the tweets, all of that. Listen, have yourselves a fantastic afternoon and weekend. We will reconvene first thing Monday morning. Talk about the weekend activities. In the meantime, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Matt Shepard here from my friends at Meijer. Find savings so good you'll freak at Meijer this week. Find great Halloween costumes for the family starting at just $24.99. 20% off Halloween table linens, kitchen towels, mugs, crafts, and food storage. All Halloween apparel for the family's 25% off. Get $100 off your next purchase when you buy an iPad or Apple Watch. All Grand Gourmet cooking essentials are 20% off, and get 30 to 40% off Falls Creek apparel for the entire family right now at Meijer.
It's the Off Color Comedy Tour, Saturday, October 26th, off the cuff and off the hook, featuring Sean Wayne.
Thanksgiving dinner is usually really messy, loud, lots of fun, and horrible for the person who hosted it, because they all eat and then they leave just bones and
David Allen Greer and Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices, or online at etix.com. One night only. Sean Wayans.
We're all like really, really funny during Thanksgiving. And we're really funny and then we get sleepy.
David Allen Greer.
People treat you different when they know you old. I go to strip clubs now. I can't get a lap dance unless I bring a note from my doctor. That's messed up.
And Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
You're walking down the grocery aisle, you see a white woman talking into a baby carriage like whatever sitting there got me about 40. She talking into the baby carriage. Look at me now. When we left the car, did we or did we not have an agreement?
Saturday, October 26th, the Off-Color Comedy Tour. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Hey, what is up? It's Sean Bellegian. Glad you can get up and join us all over the year. But let's be honest, it's extra special in the fall, right? There's something about football in this state. So whether it's prep football, college football, Division I, Division II, or the NFL, make sure you get up with us, because there's no place you can talk more football than right here all across the great state of Michigan. We'll laugh and we'll cry. X's and Bros.